All right. So, did everybody have a great day at camp today? Yeah. Hey, you know, camp doesn't just happen on its own. It's a place, but it's kind of like the church. We sometimes are tempted to think of a church as a place that we go, like a building, right? But you know what the church really is? It's the people. Who said that? Okay. Starburst time. Yep. Hey, no interceptions, boys. No interceptions. Hey, all right. Yes. Guys, the church is the people. It's the people. We who trust and follow Jesus are the church. And it's kind of like that at camp. Fort Wilderness would not be nearly the place of love and of life and of fun and of safety and of joy that it is without the people who put so much work into this to make this an awesome week for you. So let's give those people a hand, huh? Show them some appreciation. Yeah, that is awesome. And it's everybody. It's the people who vacuum this room. It's the people who put in the light bulbs. It's the people who work on the PowerPoint. It's the people who sleep with you in your rooms and go all over the place with you. It's everybody that makes this place so awesome. And so make sure that you express your thanks to them throughout this week, okay? So I wanted to do a real quick review tonight. And of course, as always, there are starbursts on the line. So, who is the... Okay, listen carefully. Who is the first character introduced in John 15? Way back there. Yeah? Ooh, not the first. Right there in past the green. Sorry, yeah. Yeah, right. You, no, no, you. You. No. Gray shirt. Yeah. Very good. Jesus the vine. Okay, let's see how my... Oh, no! Oh, sorry, bro. All right. Who is the second character right there? God the Father, the gardener. Very good. Oh, no, no, no. Fight it. Fight. Okay, sorry. Sorry. I won't encourage fighting. Just a little bit. All right. And who is the... Okay, now, think. You got to think about this. The third... Oh, no, I'm going to switch it up. Fourth character. The good vine. Okay, and who... Or the good... The connected, okay, yeah. Not the vine, but the branch. Very good, okay. All right, yes, the connected branch, which represents, who knows what they represent, right back there? The people who follow Jesus, very good. Oh, boy, short. Oh, that was nice, okay. And the third character right there. Yep. That's right, the disconnected branches who represent people that don't believe. Oh, boy. Oh, that, she wasn't even looking. She just trusted me so much. She awake? No, she. Right here. It went like right over your head. I mean, yeah, it just missed you. Okay, cool. So, yes, those are the characters. The vine, Jesus. The gardener, God the Father. The disconnected branches, as we saw last night, they get thrown in the fire. And the fire represents hell. Eternal punishment away from God. And the other ones are the connected branches, those who are in the vine and who are bearing fruit, who are living the life that they were created to live. So this morning we talked about those two branches, and I asked you guys, which branch are you? Which branch are you? Tonight, I want to talk... Oh boy, what do we got here? We got a cord. Okay. Sorry, Shabros. Got to steal this. Have to be in the middle. Okay. So, tonight I want to talk about how you can know for sure which kind of a branch you are. Because I asked you the question, but how do you know? How do you know whether you're a connected branch or a disconnected branch? And in fact, at the beginning of the passage, in verse 2, it says that He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit. So sometimes you could even look like you're in the vine. Have you ever seen a branch that's just kind of hanging there. It looks like it's a part of the tree, but it's really disconnected. And that can happen. And actually, Gunnar shared with us that that was kind of what he was like. He grew up in the church. If you would have asked anybody who saw him for his first 13 years, they probably would have said, yeah, Gunnar's a Christian. Gunnar might have even said, yes, I'm a Christian. But then he heard the gospel and he really understood that he needed to put his own faith in Jesus. At 13 years old, the same age that most of you are, right around that age. Just because you go to church does not make you a Christian any more than being in a garage makes you a car. It's only by remaining in Jesus, by trusting in Jesus as your Savior and following Him, that's what makes you a Christian. So how can you know for sure what kind of branch you are? If you know tonight that you're not in Jesus, maybe this stuff is all new to you. Maybe this is the first time that you've really really thought that much about Jesus. And maybe this is more Bible teaching than you've ever had. And that's okay. We're so glad you're here, okay? So don't worry if you don't know the whole Bible. That's not required, okay? It's not required to be in Jesus, okay? But if you know you're not in Jesus, maybe you've been going to church for years. Maybe you've been going to Sunday school. Maybe you can name all 66 books of the Bible front and back. You know all the answers, but you also know that you don't really have a relationship with Jesus. So how can you be in Him? How can you become a part of the vine? And if you are in Jesus tonight, maybe you're kind of like me where you can't remember a time where you didn't trust in Jesus. But how can you remain in Jesus? How can you stick close to Him? How can you stay connected and have that fruitful life that John 15 talks about? How can you know for sure that you're in Jesus? You know, there was years, guys, where I struggled with anxiety about whether I really trusted in Jesus. Like, am I really a Christian? I don't know, maybe some of you have those thoughts sometimes. Like, am I really a Christian? You know what's really cool about all those questions I just asked? They have one answer. This is like the easiest test you'll ever have. One answer. And we get that answer through something called the gospel. Does anybody know what the word gospel means? What does it mean right here? It's Bible and teaching, so that's definitely what we're talking about. But the just more generally, because gospel could be used. Okay, how about back there? Yep. What's that? The word Jesus? Not quite. It's something about Jesus, right there. Not death. No, you guys, it's all right there. You guys are right there, right here, right here. Good news. Good news. Very good. But you know what? All you other guys who said those words, that's what the good news is about. Those are parts of the good news. All right? So gospel, the word, actually means good news. And when we talk about it as Christians, we mean the good news that's in the Bible about Jesus and about His death. All right, so that's what we're talking about, but not just his death for our sins on the cross, and His resurrection. That's right. So the gospel tells us the answer to all those questions. And so I want to share with you guys a video that I just absolutely love that tells us about the gospel. Check this out. Now that is good news, huh? Woo! So obviously that's an acronym for gospel. God, our sins, paying everyone life. And there's a sentence that goes along with each one of those. I don't know if you saw those. They kind of flashed by quick in that video. But the first one is that God created us to be with Him. That's what we're made for, guys. That's what everyone on earth was made for. We were made to be with God. And the second one is that our sin separates us from God. Our sin separates us from God. And S is for sin. And sin cannot be removed by good deeds. You can't do enough things, enough good things, to pay for your sin. Who's got a water bottle down here? Can I borrow your water bottle? Thank you. All right, so this water bottle, this is actually really nice and cold. I might take a drink of this. But if I put one drop of poison in this water bottle, but then I filled it all the way up to the top with good, clean, filtered water, would you drink it? Why? It's got one, but it's only one drop. There's so many more drops of good water in here. It doesn't matter. It spreads, doesn't it? Just like he said on the video, that sin spread through our genome, right? Thank you. So that's what sin does. It can't be removed. It doesn't matter how many good deeds you pour on top. You have offended, you have broken your fellowship with a perfect, holy God. And God, sometimes maybe it's tempting to think that, like, God's not fair, though. Like, I mean, I just told a little lie. You know, I just looked at something I shouldn't have. I mean, you know, I said that word. It just kind of slipped out. We have all these excuses, right? Like, well, I didn't mean to. I mean, nobody's perfect. We have all these excuses. But here's the thing, you guys. If someone killed someone that you love, and they were standing before the judge, and they tried to give that same defense. They said, look, I just got really mad, and I kind of lost my mind for a minute, and I didn't mean to, and I helped an old lady across the street the other day. Would you think that the judge was a good judge if they said, yeah, you're right, you're a pretty decent guy. I mean, I know you killed this person, but, you know, you did mostly good things, so you're fine. Go ahead. Would you think that's a good, is that fair? Is that justice? Is that right? No. God, you guys, is the perfect judge. And he doesn't just judge by what we do on the outside. He judges what we think. He judges what we say. He judges our attitude, like how I do something. And he's a perfect judge. And nobody can stand before the perfect judge who knows everything and say, yeah, I deserve to get into heaven. Nobody. Sin separates us from God, and sin cannot be removed by good deeds. That's where he said that's part A of the gospel. You can't. But then he said, this is what makes Christianity unique. Is instead of saying you need to do all these things, it says that Jesus did it for you. So we often think of just the forgiveness of the cross, right? That Jesus died on the cross for our sins. And that is amazing. He paid the price. So now when I sin, the Bible says if we confess our sins to God, he is faithful and just to forgive me of my sin and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. It's like it never happened. I'm clean. He can somehow take the poison out, right? And I'm clean. And that's awesome, except I know I struggle with sin, and so I'm just going to get dirty again, right? But here's the other part of the gospel that we don't often talk about is, you know, Jesus lived a perfect life, you guys. He never had a bad thought. He never had a wrong attitude. And when we trust in Jesus, we don't just get forgiven for our sin. We get Jesus' perfect record. Every time he did the right thing, every time he said the right thing, every time he thought, the perfect thought, how he was always loving, we get that record applied to us. It's like if you had this huge debt of trillions of dollars. Let's say the national debt of the United States was yours tomorrow. All yours, trillions of dollars, growing every day, baby. Yeah, no thanks. But that doesn't even compare to the debt we owe to God. What did he say in the video? Give him his breath back. You owe him. It's like we have this huge debt that we could never repay. And God doesn't just bring us back up to zero. Because you guys, if he brought me back up to zero, I would go right back into debt. He gave me infinite wealth, infinite righteousness, the perfect righteousness of Jesus applied to me, and now I get to just live it out. That's what being a Christian is all about. And yeah, I'm going to screw up, but I'm forgiven, and I go back to Jesus' righteousness. You know, that's what the word repent means. It means you're going this way, and you turn back and go back to Jesus. So that's the great news. The P in the gospel is paying the price for sin. Jesus died and rose again. It's like a little poem. Paying the price for sin, Jesus died and rose again. And E is everyone. This is an offer for everyone. Everyone who trusts in Jesus Christ alone has, not will have, has right now. If you trust in Jesus Christ right now where you're sitting, you have, right now, you have eternal life. Is that good news or what? That is awesome. And life with Jesus starts now and lasts forever. That's the gospel. So I want to hear from you guys. What are some things from the video that you heard him say that were really like, oh, wow, that was cool? Like, what things did you hear? Yeah, back there. Yes. So one of the things he said is that the only one who could meet God's criteria, and he says it funny because he's British, I think, or something, criteria, he said, but the only one who could meet God's criteria is God. And so God came down as one of us, Jesus. Jesus is the God-man, fully God, fully man. I don't get it, but that's what he is. And so, yeah, he could meet God's criteria. He could fulfill what we could never fulfill. What's something else that, Adelie, what stands out to you? What's that? Yeah, that whole breath thing. Did you notice he mentioned that a bunch of different times? I actually have this written down because I think that's a really cool thing too. So he said, God breathed into man and he became a living soul. That's back in Genesis, right? But then he said that we use that same breath he graciously gave us to curse him. It's like those people who, when Jesus was hanging on the cross, and they were hurling insults at him. He's hanging there dying for their sins, and they're insulting him, and they're mocking him like, oh, you're such a big shot, you could save other people, why don't you save yourself? He's saving them, and they're mocking him. That's what we all did, you guys. It's so easy to put ourselves as the heroes in the Bible story. We're not the heroes. We're the ones that need rescue. We're the ones that are the evil people. But what does Jesus say? From the cross to those people about them, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. And then he said, God, give God his breath back. You owe him. And then he said, that same breath that God breathed into us, God gave up to redeem us. Jesus, it says on the cross, He yelled, it is finished. And then he took his last breath and he died. He gave up the same breath that we used to curse him. He gave up that breath to save us. What else did you guys notice in that video? What else stood out to you? Anything else? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, like we can heap them up. We can heap them up forever, right? Just keep heaping up the good deeds, right? Chant, pray, meditate, right? And here's the thing, guys. Every other religion in the world, and maybe some of you guys have studied world religions, but every other religion in the world will say, this is what you need to do to be saved. You have to travel to Mecca. You have to pray 5 times a day. You have to go on the eightfold path of enlightenment. You have to do good works. You have to do. It's It's always about what you have to do to save yourself. Christianity is the only religion in the world that says you can't do it, but it's already been done for you. Every other religion says do, Christianity says done. That's great news. Good one. What else? Anybody else? Yeah.
Kind of what you were saying, I like how he said that doing good deeds for ourselves is kind of selfish.
Oh, yes. He said even your good deeds are an extension of your selfishness. Now, that might sound like, what is he talking about there? But if we're just doing good deeds to try to get ourselves out of trouble, who are we doing them for? Ourselves, right? And so, yeah, that selfishness affects everything we do until we get connected to the vine. And then his life starts flowing through us. And we start bearing fruit, and we're going to talk about that later this week. Right, absolutely. One or two more. Who's got something else that you liked from the video? Come on, somebody's got to talk about the poop. No, right? Right? It's like stepping in dog poop and refusing to wipe your shoe. Right? Like, we can pretend everything's all right. But I love what he says. There's not a religion in the world that doesn't agree that something's wrong with us. Everybody's sure about that. What else? Any other thoughts? Things you notice? Yeah.
The pain isn't permanent.
The payment?
The pain isn't permanent.
The pain isn't permanent. Okay. Yeah. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. The pruning that God does in our lives. Right. Right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, yes, pierced feet, pierced hands, and God still had a plan. Yeah, yeah, one more back there.
I noticed that he was talking about how you had to have a perfect person. He said, even if you had a perfect human, it wouldn't be permanent as it would for God because he is completely perfect.
Right, that's right, yeah. And then he says, and you got to get that perfect person to willingly give their life for yours, right? Why would he trade his life for us? Why? Because he loves us. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son for us. And so, guys, tonight, you can know that you're a branch connected to the vine. You can know for sure that you have this life that starts now and lasts forever. And it's by simply trusting in Jesus Christ alone as your Savior. And so, maybe you've been going to church for a long time. Maybe you haven't been in church for years. But right now, you can make that decision. And it's just something simple that you have to say between you and God. God, I know I'm a sinner. I can't do it on my own. But I'm trusting in Jesus and what he did for me. His death for my sins. And his resurrection. I'm trusting in Jesus as my Savior. That's all you have to do. And you are connected. You're in the vine. And if you're here tonight and you've already done that, I just invite you to celebrate. And as the worship team comes on up, they're going to sing that song that they told us about. And we're going to sing another song as well, In Christ Alone. And let these words just be a celebration for you of what Christ has done for you. And guys, I just want to invite you. Feel free to use this time as you want to use it. So if you need to journal some more things, if you need to stay seated and pray, if you need to kneel somewhere, if you need to talk to me or another counselor, if you want to use the boards, I had a suggestion for us this week to think about the You In board. If you want to express your maybe commitment to Jesus, that you want to remain in him this week, or if you made a first-time commitment to Christ, that you trusted him for the first time and you're in Jesus now, just come up here and just write maybe your initials, or if you want to write your first name or your whole name, we would love to celebrate with you so you can write your name on this board. If you are in Christ or you want to remain in him, okay? There's chalk on the floor there. And over here, Christ in you. If there's something that you know in your life is getting between you and Jesus' relationship, and you want to just give that up, you can write that down over there on the board. It's between you and God, but it's a way you can express to him, this, I want to give this up. I want to get rid of this thing in my life. All right, so use this time how you guys want to use it, all right? Let me pray for you, and then Shabros are going to do their thing. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for being God, the God who created us to be with you. And God, I know that my sin, that all of our sin separates us from you. And nothing I can do, nothing any of us can do anything about that. Our sin can't be removed by good deeds or by any magic words. But thank you that you, Jesus, you alone paid the full price for my sins and for the sins of the whole world. You died. You gave your life. As we sang earlier, you laid down your life so that we could be set free. And thank you that you rose again. And at the resurrection, we all cheered because that meant the check cleared. It meant that your payment was accepted. And so now everyone who trusts in Jesus Christ alone can have eternal life. And thank you so much that we don't have to wait someday to have that life, but we can have it right now and forever with you, Jesus. So thank you. In your name we pray, Jesus.